What is this idiot doing?
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Please stop talking.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. In the middle of the monsoon, we hopefully have been a brighter part of your day, bringing you sunshine and rainbows, or, you know, a couple chuckles and some info along the way. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects. We'll take you till 4, the Blitz will take you till 7, all right here on ESPN 97.5.
So somebody said, why don't I, like, I'm trying to mow the dishes. They suggested, like, put salt in there or weed killer, and I've done that. But we were required to have grass in our, so we have,
I'm sure
weeds.
You'll get a letter from the city. Or
Yeah. You can't just, it can't be dirt in there. It's got to be grass. Like I had to pay to have the grass put in ditches. It's the stupidest thing ever. And then, of course, they're not draining correctly, so it all dies and weeds grow, and it's just a mess. But somebody texted and said, check out this weed eater with wheels on it. There's a club cadet what did he call it? The Cub Cadet walk behind. This is what Henry was talking about. So I'm going to check that out. $300.
What about like a remote control?
I would love like a Roomba weed for your yard.
That'd be amazing.
They have a Roomba mower.
I mean, it's 2018. They could come
but
up with something like that.
But they have a mower like that. And then, of course, you could go like redneck ghetto style. You put a stake in the ground. You get a self-propelled mower, okay? Stay with me on this. Tie a string to the stake, to the mower, all the way out. Clamp the self-propelled down and just let that hoe go in a circle until
really?
It's done. Yeah.
Have you seen that done?
I have seen that. Yep.
Yeah. And then I just saw a YouTube video where some guy made his own boom mower where it's just, he took a, I showed Joel, he took a push behind mower and some like 1x6s and made this long extension from his riding mower and bolted it to this. Looks horrible. Well, my wife would be like, no, you look like an idiot. You're not doing that. I'm like, what? As long as it gets that, no, you look so stupid.
When I watch,
like, I have to look good mowing.
When I watch the crews that do it out in Sugar Land, almost always they have that hover. It's like a, it's essentially,
really?
It's almost essentially like,
yeah, it floats though. Yeah,
yeah, it floats, but like, it's the size of a regular lawnmower you cut your lawn with, but it's just like a,
it's got a
huge,
flat thing on it, right?
Yeah.
By the way,
Nick, I don't know if you know this, but the one thing that I saw also that was very disturbing to me and quite dangerous was I was driving home. And the guys that, you know, cut around the on-ramps and all that other stuff too, they had a riding mower on the on-ramp, which I didn't think there was grass inside the rails on an on-ramp, right there by the Costco at University.
Okay.
Going the wrong way on a riding mower.
Nice.
As cars were heading up the on-ramp. I'm like, he has a death wish. What is he doing?
He wants to kill himself.
Every time Joel says two in the rear view, one in the windshield, which is not exactly
not
that's
correct.
Not what I said either.
No,
that's
I say it right
yeah,
all
that's
the
Nick
time.
Vocabulary.
Listen,
it reminds me of the Shocker, two in the front, you know. Okay. And then not to be confused with Nick's favorite,
oh my God,
the minivan, two in front and five in the back.
God.
That was from L.U. Dillon. So you didn't get a fat text today from me.
I thought I heard a text from him earlier today, and I guess he was going to let up for one show.
No.
But he circled back.
NASCAR Johnny said that was a great OU Mike call, and then love the show, Barry. Here's nudes of my wife, and no pictures attached. Pretty disappointed.
Because you checked, huh?
Pretty disappointed. Oh, my gosh, look at all this. Relationship advice, weed eating, and what he looks like. What a call board we have today.
Yeah, all over the place.
Now, remember, Eric was the name of the guy that took shots at OU Mike.
Yes.
And White Magic.
Eric is the guy, I think he's building a reputation.
Around the station.
Yes. So we'll tread lightly with Eric. But who's been...
Can we take him first, though?
He's been holding the longest.
Yeah, can we take him first? Because we know the rebuttal is waiting behind him.
White Magic, yeah. So let's take Eric first. Eric wants relationship advice.
Hey, guys. Yeah. I was dating this lady 5 years ago, and... had a 16-year-old daughter. Well, I'm taking an online a night class at the college, and her daughter's there now, and she's 20 or 21. Anyway, she wants to hook up. She works at Twin Peaks here over here in League City, so I don't know what to do. She looks good.
What's the question?
What do y'all think?
What's the question again?
Should I hook up with White Magic's daughter or not?
Oh, wow. Well,
White Magic
and
is on
like that I note. Said, he was lined up, ready to go, and I like that.
All right.
And on that note.
You know, I'll just keep him on the line. So
don't
I won't
hang
even
up
drop
on Eric
you.
Yet. White Magic, your turn.
White,
what's up,
White
bud?
Magic, what do you have to say about that, bud?
Look, first off, I don't have any kids. Second off, he sounds like he's not allowed within 300 feet of a Chuck E. Cheese anyway. So I don't know what this guy said. What is this guy talking about? Of my daughter? I don't even have. I'm 28. I don't have any kids.
Eric, you got something to say?
Yeah, White Magic was in between my legs. He could be my penis.
Oh, see,
wow!
I'm giving you an opportunity.
That was just really, yeah, that was terrible. Ban him? we'll release the ban on OU Mike because OU Mike's call was halfway decent today. So we'll release the ban on OU Mike and now Eric. I mean, that was terrible. All right, if you're gonna come at me, at least come with facts or something that's funny.
White Tragic. That should be the name. White Tragic.
All right.
Wow.
White Eric tragic. Down. He had his now White Magic had a chance to respond, but you wanted to talk about what you look like?
Yeah, this is what I look like, Barry. You obviously know my height and weight, but this, you know, you're on here saying I look like Gomer Pyle. Or,
I didn't say Gomer Pyle. This was before. Like. Hold on. White Magic, hold on. Before you sent me the picture, I said in my head, based off of the way you sound, the fact that you told me you were 6'3". And what, 250 or something like that?
228.
228.
225.
And you served in the military. All of that combined, plus your name of White Magic, I just had this Private Pyle in Full Metal Jacket in my head.
Well, look, I know you have. Well, here's this. I know you have a lot of female listeners, so I'm going to start off by this. Okay, I'm. This is what I look like. I'm 28. No kids. I make over six figures a year. My credit score is 730. I got a Benz that's paid off in full. It's a 2016. That's what I look like.
Nice.
And then,
okay.
And then
now, could you Jamie Foxx somebody?
On the weed. Huh?
Could you Jamie Foxx somebody? Because that's all the ladies care about.
Well, not yet. I'm working on it.
Okay.
If Eric's mom calls me back tonight, I might try it.
Yes!
And there we go. Very well done, sir.
Hey, but one more quick thing. Do you have a, like, I know you were talking about your weed eater. Is it electric or gas?
It's gas.
Okay, mine is electric. So here's what I do to kill, because I had this problem with weeds in my driveway, too. So instead of, I just unplug the electric weed eater, plug in my radio in between 4 to 7 and put it on my driveway. It kills all the weeds. Not a problem. I hang up and listen.
Knew it. I knew he wasn't going to get out without taking a shot at another show. It wouldn't be a White Magic call if he didn't.
And he does it so, like, you would never know.
I didn't see
it. It is very
honest
smooth.
To God, I didn't see it coming at all. That was really smooth. Chris, how do we get on? This has turned into the Home and Garden Show.
Yeah.
I feel like Randy Lemon right now. Like,
good reference.
Let's go to spring, and Chris wants to talk about weed eating.
Dandelions are a problem in May and June.
Chris, what's up, man?
What's going on, Chief?
How's it going, dude? You want to talk weed eating?
Well, I'm trying to give you an idea. Okay. I went to Vegas here recently, and of course, you know, grass doesn't grow too much in Vegas, and a lot of the gas stations had turf out for grass. So what you think about taking the grass out and lay turf, and you don't have to worry about weed eating.
I don't know if my subdivision would let me do that, though. That's the problem. I would do it. I would put rocks out there if I could, just like in Vegas. You know how some of the front yards are all rocks?
Well, maybe you got to fool them into thinking
I would
it's
do
grass.
That. And they're not going to fall idea. For that. It's really not. Like, I thought about, because when we first designed and had the house built and everything, we left room in the backyard for a putting green and a basketball court. So neither one of those are going to happen. And a pool. None of that has happened yet. So I'm like, maybe if I started doing some of that, it'd be less yard to take care of if I put in like a pool. But then that's just a, now I'm being taking care of the pool.
Because then your electric bill goes taken from someone who knows, and we use our pool maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
But your electric bill goes up, and then you got the pool guy's got to come once a week. Now, yeah, and you got to do all that.
Bro, if I'm not going to get a yard guy, I'm too cheap to get a yard guy. That's certainly not going to get a pool guy. And then my wife's trying to bang him. I don't need all that headache. Wow. No. But yeah, that's I would love to do that, Chris, but there's no way they're going to let me. These are a bunch of uppity white people. They're never going to let me put turf down. That looks trashy. I'd be like, well, then you come moan. Shit. Shoot.
Hey!
Damn it.
Hey! All right.
Been a while since either one of us got dumped.
Yeah.
It's been almost 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That used to be, I went 4 years without cursing.
Just see on the news, you know, remember when they did that thing a couple years ago where they had the bulls all around town and they painted them a certain way and they had them at restaurants and whatever? They were all the big. It was the rage a long time ago.
Yes.
Well, a lady has one that's just like, it's like ceramic. It's white. And I forget what suburb she lives in, but she puts it on her lawn and, like, I guess today's Flag Day.
Mm-hmm.
So it is. She decorated it with the American flag and her, you know, and all kinds of stars and stripes and things like that. And then during the holidays, she does it a different way. And her housing association said that they're allowed to decorate their yard, but that doesn't constitute decorations and it's got to go. And it's an eyesore. And it was like a big news story on the news. And I'm like, really? That's what people get worked up about?
The HOAs get out of control, dude.
They really do. I know. Wild. I've seen it in our neighborhood, too. But yeah. Even that's kind of really to a different level.
They get
it?
Wild.
Like, if she kept it on her lawn every single day of the year, I get it.
Yeah, I'm with you. But
if
one
she's only
day
bringing it out
Flag
for
day,
holidays or whatever, leave it alone.
One of the, like, Oak Ridge High School does a cool thing in our neighborhood and in the other neighborhood I live at where you can sign up and pay, I don't know, it's like $30 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll come out every holiday, like 4th of July, President's, and they put a flag in your yard.
Well,
and then a lot of people sign up, and you end up with a neighborhood. So, like Flag Day, they'll come out and they'll put it. Yeah, so it's cool.
That's a good touch.
Yeah, and it's a fundraiser for them. So all the kids come out and do it.
That's a good deal.
And then you, since you pay for it, that goes to their band or whatever.
What is this idiot doing?
KFNC, Mont Belvieu, Houston.
Please stop talking.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show. In the middle of the monsoon, we hopefully have been a brighter part of your day, bringing you sunshine and rainbows or, you know, a couple chuckles and some info along the way. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects. We'll take you till 4. The Blitz will take you till 7, all right here on ESPN 97.5.
So somebody said, why don't I, like, I'm trying to mow the dishes. They suggested, like, put salt in there or weed killer, and I've done that. But we were required to have grass in our, so we have.
I'm sure
weeds.
You'll get a letter from the city.
You can't just. It can't be dirt in there. It's got to be grass. Like I had to pay to have the grass put in ditches. It's the stupidest thing ever. And then, of course, they're not draining correctly, so it all dies and weeds grow, and it's just a mess. But somebody texted and said, "Check out this weed eater with wheels on it." There's a Club Cadet What did he call it? The Cub Cadet walk behind. This is what Henry was talking about. So I'm going to check that out. $300.
What about like a remote control?
I would love like a Roomba for your yard.
That'd be amazing.
They have a Roomba mower.
I mean, it's 2018. They could come
but
up with something
like that. But they
have
a mower like that. And then, of course, you could go like redneck ghetto style. You put a stake in the ground. You get a self-propelled mower. Okay? Stay with me on this. Tie string to the stake to the mower all the way out. Clamp the self-propelled down and just let that hole go in a circle until it's done. Yeah.
Have you seen that done?
I have seen that. Yep.
Yeah. And then I just saw a YouTube video where some guy made his own boom mower where it's just he took a push behind mower and some like 1x6s and made this long extension from his riding mower and bolted it to this. Looks horrible.
My wife would
be like, no, you look like an idiot. You're not doing that. I'm like, what? As long as he gets that. No, you look so stupid.
When I watch,
like, I have to look good mowing.
When I watch the crews that do it out in Sugar Land, almost always they have that hover. It's like a. It's essentially,
really?
It's almost essentially like.
Yeah, it floats though. Yeah.
Yeah, it floats, but it's like, the size of a regular lawnmower you cut your lawn with, but it's just like a.
It's got a
huge,
flat thing on it, right?
Yeah. And by the way, Nick, I don't know if you know this, but the one thing that I saw also that was very disturbing to me and quite dangerous was I was driving home and the guys that, you know, cut around the on-ramps and all that other stuff too, they had a riding mower on the on-ramp, which I didn't think there was grass inside the rails on an on-ramp right there by the Costco at University.
Okay.
Going the wrong way. On a riding mower.
Nice.
As cars were heading up the on-ramp. I'm like, he has a death wish. What is he doing?
He wants to kill himself.
Every time Joel says two in the rear view, one in the windshield, which is not exactly.
Not
that's
correct.
Not what I said either. No.
That's I say it right all the time.
That's the Nick vocabulary.
Listen, it reminds me of the shocker. Two in the front, you know. Okay. And then not to be confused with Nick's favorite.
Oh, my God.
The minivan. Two in front and five in the back.
God.
That was from L.U. Dillon. So you didn't get a fat text today from him.
I thought I heard a text from him earlier today, and I guess he was going to let up for one show.
No.
But he circled back.
NASCAR Johnny said that was a great O.U. Mike call. And then love the show, Barry. Here's nudes of my wife. And no pictures attached. Pretty disappointed.
Because you checked, huh?
Pretty disappointed. Oh, my gosh. Look at all this. Relationship advice, weed eating, and what he looks like. What a call board we have today.
Yeah, all over the place.
Now, remember now, Eric was the name of the guy that took shots at OU Mike.
Yes.
And White Magic.
Eric is the guy, I think he's building a reputation.
Around the station.
Yes. So we'll tread lightly with Eric. But who's been.
Can we take him first, though?
He's been holding the longest.
Yeah, can we take him first? Because we know the rebuttal is waiting behind him.
White Magic, yeah. So let's take Eric first. Eric wants relationship advice.
Hey guys, yeah, I was dating this lady 5 years ago, and she had a 16-year-old daughter. Well, I'm taking an online a night class at the college, and her daughter's there now, and she's 20 or 21. Anyway, she went to hook up. She works at Twin Peaks here over here in League City, so I don't know what to do. She looks good.
What's the question?
What do y'all think?
What's the question again?
Well, should I hook up with White Magic's daughter or not?
Oh, wow.
Well, White Magic
and
is
on like that I note. Said, he was lined up, ready to go, and I like that.
All right.
And on that note.
You know, I'll just keep him on the line.
Don't
I won't
hang
even
up
drop
on Eric yet. White Magic, your turn. What's
White,
up,
White
bud?
Magic, what do you have to say about that, bud?
Look, first off, I don't have any kids. Second off, he sounds like he's not allowed within 300 feet of a Chuck E. Cheese anyway. So I don't know what this guy said. What is this guy talking about? Of my daughter? I don't even have. I'm 28. I don't have any kids.
Eric, you got something to say?
Yeah, White Magic was in between my legs. He could be my penis.
Oh, see,
wow.
I'm giving you an
that
opportunity.
Was just really. Yeah, that was terrible.
This
can we
just...
ban him? We'll release the ban on OU Mike because OU Mike's call was halfway decent today. So we'll release the ban on OU Mike and now Eric. I mean, that was terrible.
All right, what...
If you're going to come at me, at least come with facts or something that's funny.
White Tragic. That should be the name.
White Tragic. All right.
Wow.
Pot Eric tragic. Down. He had his now, White Magic had a chance to respond, but you wanted to talk about what you look like?
Yeah, this is what I look like, Barry. You obviously know my height and weight, but this, you know, you're on here saying I look like Gomer Pyle. Or,
no,
you know,
no, I didn't say Gomer Pyle. This was before.
Like.
Hold on. White Magic, hold on. Before you sent me the picture, I said in my head, based off of the way you sound, the fact that you told me you were 6'3". And what, 250 or something like that?
228.
228.
225.
And you served in the military. All of that combined, plus your name of White Magic, I just had this Private Pyle in Full Metal Jacket in my hand.
Well, look, I know you have. Well, here's this. I know you have a lot of female listeners, so I'm going to start off by this. Okay, this is what I look like. I'm 28. no kids. I make over six figures a year. My credit score is 730. I got a Benz that's paid off in full. It's a 2016. That's what I look like.
Nice.
And then,
okay.
And then now, one
could you
more
Jamie
thing,
Fox somebody
on the weed? Huh?
Could you Jamie Fox somebody? Because that's all the ladies care about.
Well, not yet. I'm working on it.
Okay.
If Eric's mom calls me back tonight, I might try.
Oh,
it.
Yes.
And there we go. Very well done, Seth.
Hey, but one more quick thing. Do you have a, like, I know you were talking about your weed eater. Is it electric or gas?
It's gas.
Okay, mine is electric. So here's what I do to kill, because I had this problem with weeds in my driveway too. So instead of I just unplug the electric weed eater, plug in my radio in between 4 to 7, and put it on my driveway. It kills all the weeds, not a problem. I hang up and listen.
I knew he wasn't going to get out without taking a shot at another show. It wouldn't be a White Magic call if he didn't.
And he does it so, like, you would
smooth.
Never know.
I didn't see
it. It is very
honest
smooth.
To God, I didn't see it coming at all. That was really smooth. Chris, how do we get on? This is turned into the Home and Garden Show.
Yeah.
I feel like Randy Lemon right now. Like,
good reference.
Let's go to spring, and Chris wants to talk about weed eating.
Dandelions are a problem in May and June.
Chris, what's up, man?
What's going on, G?
How's it going, dude? You want to talk weed eating?
Well, I'm trying to give you an idea. I went to Vegas here recently, and of course, you know, grass doesn't grow too much in Vegas. And a lot of the gas stations had turf out for grass. So once you think about taking the grass out and lay turf, then you don't have to worry about weed eating.
I don't know if my subdivision would let me do that, though. That's the problem. I would do it. I would put rocks out there if I could, just like in Vegas. You know how some of the front yards are all rocks?
Well, maybe you got to fool them into thinking
I would
it's
do
grass.
That. And they're not going to fall idea. For that. It's really not. Like, I thought about, because when we first designed and had the house built and everything, we left room in the backyard for a putting green and a basketball court. So neither one of those are going to happen. And a pool. None of that has happened yet. So I'm like, maybe if I started doing some of that, it'd be less yard to take care of if I put in like a pool. But then that's just now I'm being taking care of the pool.
Then your electric bill goes, take it from someone who knows. And we use our pool maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
But your electric bill goes up, and then you got the pool guy's got to come once a week.
See, now, yeah,
you
no.
You got to do all that.
Bro, if I'm not going to get a yard guy, I'm too cheap to get a yard guy. I'm certainly not going to get a pool guy. And then my wife's trying to bang him. I don't need all that headache.
Wow.
No. But yeah, I would love to do that, Chris, but there's no way they're going to let me. These are a bunch of uppity white people. They're never going to let me put turf down. That looks trashy. I'd be like, well, then you come moan. Shit. Shoot.
Hey!
Damn it.
Hey! All right.
Been a while since either one of us got dumped.
Yeah.
It's been all of 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That used to be, I went 4 years without cursing.
Just see on the news, you know, remember when they did that thing a couple years ago where they had the bulls all around town and they painted them a certain way and they had them at restaurants and whatever? They were all the big.
It was the rage a long time ago.
Well, a lady has one that's just like, it's like ceramic. It's white. And I forget what suburb she lives in, but she puts it on her lawn and, like, I guess today's Flag Day.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is.
She decorated it with the American flag and her, you know, all kinds of stars and stripes and things like that. And then during the holiday, she does it a different way. And her housing association said that they're allowed to decorate their yard, but that doesn't constitute decorations and it's got to go. And it's an eyesore. And it was like a big news story on the news. And I'm like, really? That's what people get worked up about?
Their HOAs get out of control, dude.
They really do. I know. Wild. I've seen it in our neighborhood, too. But even that's kind of really to a different level.
They get
it?
Wild.
Like, if she kept it on her lawn every single day of the year, I get it.
Yeah, I'm with you. But
if
one
she's only
day
bringing it out
Flag
for
day,
holidays or whatever, leave it alone.
One of the, like, Oak Ridge High School does a cool thing in our neighborhood and in the other neighborhood I lived at where you can sign up and pay, I don't know, it's like $30 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll come out every holiday, like 4th of July, Presidents, and they put a flag in your yard.
Well, cool.
And then a lot of people sign up, and you end up with a neighborhood. So, like Flag Day, they'll come out and they'll put it. Yeah, so it's cool.
That's a good touch.
Yeah, and it's a fundraiser for them. So all the kids come out and do it.
That's a good deal.
And then you, since you pay for it, that goes to their band or whatever the fundraiser for. So
yeah, they really go over the top too. That when you get the vets that put their American flag in their and people have, the housing association has a problem with that.
My neighbor has a come and take it flag with the snake.
Yeah.
Oh no! Don't tread on me. The yellow. But don't tread saying, on me. That he's got his big flower bed, and he's got one of those.
But they don't come and tell him he can't have that, right?
No, I guess he got it approved. Okay. You can have flagpoles in your front yard.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right, I want to tell you about the good friends at Texas Can Academy. I've been telling you about them for quite a while. It's because it's Houstonians making donations that help kids in the Houston area with a second chance at an education. These kids are trying to get their degrees. They're trying to get educated, and a lot of times they have distractions that are preventing them from making progress. It could be the fact that they're hungry. It could be they can't get to school, can't afford their books, can't see what they're trying to read. There's all issues that are distractions that can be rectified with donations from people like you here in the Houston area. What I mean by that is if you've got a club bunker that's collecting rust and dust. It's a vehicle. It could be a boat, RV, motorcycle, truck, trailer, whatever. If it's working, if it's not, it doesn't matter. The bottom line is if you donate it, it can make a difference in taking away the distractions from these kids as they try to get an education. All you do is pick up the phone, 713-225-4226, or log on to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Tell them where you live. Tell them what you got. They come to you. They do the paperwork. They tow it away. You get a $50 gift card if you mention ESPN 97.5. And the process starts from there, because that's when they take your donation and turn it into resources that turn into warm meals, bus fare, book money, eyeglasses, all the things that aren't distractions anymore. They become something that can be overcome as the kids get their degrees and they work on getting their education. It's a fantastic program. I've been telling you about it for a long time. 713-225-4226, HoustonCarsForKids.com. As always, right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Final hour of the show as we keep on moving along. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We always appreciate you guys keeping us entertained along the way. Hopefully we do the same.
Yeah, a couple texts. Somebody, I love sports radio during the summer. There are no sports to really talk about, and we get to listen to genuine issues dudes like myself face. I truly appreciate it. That's the thing, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, what the hell are we going to talk about right now? There's not a whole lot going on.
Obviously, there's certain things. But, yeah, you know, because we all know and we learned from when we first started doing this full-time, too, that the savvy veteran radio guys always take off, like, that week of All-Star break in baseball. Because there is absolutely nothing going on.
All right, so get ready, because we got a plethora of White Magic texts. So I hope he's sitting down. Is it just me or does White Magic sound black? I'm fairly new to the show. Really enjoy the show. I've been there, done that. I can affirm he's not. And as a man who's been accused of that on this show every day, you obviously knew. Hey, if we're being honest, White Magic sounds like he'd be the nerdy John Sally from Bad Boys 2. Right? Okay. Right? That's Dylan. White Magic, set up a fight with AJ, be a man. Ooh, there's that.
See, that's not nice.
Eric is such a troll. He always has a bunch of garbage to throw out like he's being funny. That was from your friendly neighborhood beer salesman. A lot of listener-on-listener crime going on.
Yeah,
lately.
And there's more
I told
waiting.
You, it's evolving into Jim Rome. I told you that earlier. It dawned on me this morning. This is starting to become some sort of smack-off situation. White Magic sounded like Kurt Lowe under an assumed name.
Wow.
That is a great text.
That's actually pretty funny.
Wow, White Magic is genius comedy, y'all. I don't know. Yeah, I enjoy weed eating, weed cookies, weed brownies.
See what you did there,
Will. Yeah. Good job, bud. All right, let's get these calls.
Which one first?
And then no more lawn calls after this.
Yeah, we're putting a cap on that.
We're gonna talk about something else.
You call it. Go.
Who's been holding longer? Let's get Jerry in his. It says current feud. He's been holding longer, barely, but he's
Jerry.
What's up, Jerry?
Oh, 6'1", 235. Bing. That's what I feel like. We're on the Dan Patrick Show now.
I know, right?
Like, White Magic just told us his, the only thing he didn't tell us is his blood type.
Yeah.
He told us his FICO score, his credit score, you know, about his busted old Benz.
the turbo diesel one from like the, you know, the late 80s. That's probably the one he's got over there. Anyway, so there was a 6'1", 6'3", 235-pound white magician just came on my lawn and unplugged my electric weed eater, and then he took off. I just wanted to put a public service announcement out there. Maybe you guys can get to the bottom of it.
White magician. Oh, I love it.
Appreciate the call, Jerry.
Oh, God. Well, listen, we don't want this call to go too long, so later, boys.
He made the laser himself. Fantastic.
Boy, did he shatter his joke probation. He's no longer back.
Jerry's officially back.
He's no longer shooting blanks. Yeah.
Easy.
That's great.
What?
You can't say shooting blanks around Joel. Yeah. You know that.
Oh, yeah. You can't use the word blank because Joel immediately.
Do I shoot Laminax? Don't shoot blanks.
Oh, my God. Stop that. Clarence wants to talk about Barry's lawn.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Clarence, what's up, man?
What up?
What up, dude?
First off, let me answer your question right now.
Okay.
Yes, I have Jamie Foxx a couple of women a couple of times.
You're black, so that doesn't surprise me.
And you wear those chef pants.
Yeah, keeps it nice and aired out.
Yeah, gotta have a nice plethora of room up in there.
That's right.
Secondly, White Magic, excellent caller as always. Thirdly, Barry, this is what you do about your lawn.
Okay.
You leave your subdivision. Go into a random... go into a random laundromat. Look on a wall. You'll see a couple of papers. On those papers, you will see Manuel, Jesus.
You're racist. Luis,
Alejandro.
Clarence, you're racist.
I'm glad the caller did it,
not us. Racist is the truth.
That's so racist, Clarence.
You get the lawn, your pool, your ditches, anything you need done.
Wow.
For half the price.
Clarence, I can't condone your racism.
It's not racist if it's fat.
Why?
I don't know. I noticed you didn't say Ed or Willie.
And why they got to be in a laundromat, Clarence? Why in a
laundromat? Because that's where they all are.
Man.
I guarantee you, everyone who listens to this show, if you ever went to a laundromat and you look on a wall, you'll find every advertisement you need to find on that wall.
Yeah, but you threw in the name.
Yeah, I was going to say, you could find every walks of life doing them, too. You didn't have to go there.
I was going
to
say, Clarence, would it shock you if I told you James, the mulch guy that goes through our neighborhood and does mulch, is black?
No, it wouldn't, because it's the truth.
Why? I mean, you just made the point that all the lawn guys are going to be Hispanic.
Because it's the truth.
Clarence is like, you can't run from the truth. I mean, look, there are a lot of the majority. Have you ever seen like an all-white crew or an all-black crew?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm sitting
on the truck. That depends on what you're talking about.
Well, yeah. Point taken, Clarence. We appreciate the call, bud.
This next call is interesting, but I feel like it's a troll. I don't know if we should.
Oh,
it's a female. This? It's a female.
You think it is a female. You think Eric told Kelly to call?
Yeah. It's either Eric's mom or wife or grandma or
let's
something.
Let's just get it out of the way, and then we'll go to break.
Oh, he hung up. He hung up.
Because we figured it out. We ratted it out.
Not a surprise there. Not shocked at all. You know what is shocking?
Please tell me.
I will tell you, Joel.
Alrighty then.
You know what is shocking in today's society? You can win a half, your share of a $500,000 guaranteed prize. That's right. $500,000 guaranteed, not prize, but tournament at Steelhouse Poker Club goes down this October. You're thinking $500,000. That's a lot of damn money. Yeah, you're right. It is. And Steelhouse Poker Club is the place that brings it to you. This is the place, this Steelhouse Poker Club, they're the folks that brought you the $100,000 guaranteed opening weekend. Remember that? Where it was the largest opening weekend guarantee in the history of poker in the state of Texas. They brought you that, and that prize pool, it wasn't just $100,000 guaranteed. They ended up with almost $250,000 in that prize pool for their opening weekend. So they're back. They're doing it again, and I want you to get your shot and your share of that $500,000 tournament. And the best way, the absolute best way to get a seat in that tournament is to enter one of their daily cash games. They're conveniently located on I-45 North and West Road, so easy to get to if you're coming from the north side. Just exit if you're coming like Conroe or Springer, just exit West Mount Houston and U-turn. If you're coming from south of West Road, you just take the West Road exit, and it's right there on the feeder. Super easy to get to. They've got daily cash games every single day to start at 2 p.m. Plus, dude, they're giving away a ton of money every week. They've got $75,000 guaranteed payouts every week, Monday through Sunday. $7,500 on Monday through Thursday, $15,000 on Friday, $25,000 on Saturday, and another $5,000 on Sundays. Plus those cash games that I told you about. Plus they have tournaments every day except Saturday. And oh, by the way, every Friday, it's lingerie night at Steelhouse Poker Club. All the ladies that bring you their drinks and bring you the food and all that other stuff, they're in lingerie. I mean, why? Where else would you want to be on a Friday but Steelhouse Poker Club? 20 tables, tons of TVs. They've got the mixers for you, BYOB. There's food trucks out front. There's no other reason to be anywhere else on a Friday night but Steelhouse Poker Club. For more information on that $500,000 tournament and the daily cash games, go to steelhousepoker.com.
I see your dirty face hide behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the show, Usual Suspects. 30 more minutes left, and then we're out of here, and the Blitz takes over. But right now is, we've been doing this name game, and we've been doing it every day for a while now. And it's a really cool game where we give you a couple of names, and then that name, the first caller with that name, either one of them, wins the prize of the day. So today's prize is a $50 gift certificate. Fellas, it's a Fresh Lawn.
How appropriate. Yeah,
if you need the best lawn service, call Fresh Lawn. 1-800-896-5320. We promise this was not planned. Anyone who calls, tell them you heard about it from ESPN 975. You get 10% off your first lawn service. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. It's Fresh Lawn. I need to call Fresh Lawn. I'm actually going to do that. But unfortunately, we're not the show where you win the prize today. That was John and Raheel with Dell. They gave away the prize today to Ryan. Ryan was the first caller, so congratulations to Ryan for being today's winner. A $50 gift certificate to Fresh Lawn. And don't think for one second that I have not put that number into my phone. I will be calling Fresh Lawn. Bank. Book it. It's happening. I'm calling them.
You missed while you're doing your read that Dustin, who has been known to have sources, decided to tell you that you were number one in his book.
Yeah, I saw that. I can't be distracted. I'm a professional.
You can multitask.
I'm a professional.
I don't know about that.
Okay. So a couple of folks not happy with Clarence's call.
Yeah, I kind of figured that was going to happen.
Oh, you might said, did Clarence just have a David Duke moment? So there's that. And then there was this guy. I don't know. He texts the show all the time. Some of them I read. Some of them I don't. But he said, please ban Clarence's racist, ignorant ass. Go buy a washer and dryer, you broke-ass bitch.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I did have this, that kind of crossed my mind. Like, what's Clarence doing going to a laundromat?
This listener on listener crime is getting bad on this show.
You brought it up. Before the show.
Turning into it.
And it really is turning into
You're seeing it now, right?
Yeah.
Something's going to have to be done by the end of the year, I can tell. We're going to have a roast. And that roast is going to have to be a listener-on-listener roast. I really think we're going to have to make this happen.
We tried to have like a little listener debate before with like Yo Adrian and El Jefe once. And then they got on the air and they just didn't do very well.
And then there was the roast with Trey.
R290 was on it, yeah.
We did the Dre and Trey.
And Trey won that, right?
Yeah, he sure did.
He destroyed Dr. Dre on 290.
This came out organically, so.
Yeah, this is just evolving into pretty significant listener on listener violence.
I mean, look, let's be honest, because you brought this up yesterday. This isn't, we're not, no one's fighting anybody. It's not going to, it's not getting down to grown ass men violently fighting. We want to try and keep it to where, as long as it's humorous, like Jerry does. And for the most part, White Magic does. But I mean, if you can make it funny and just keep it going, it's one thing.
We should put together some sort of show roast of all the listeners.
Now that we have a roster that's getting a little.
Like, I mean, you know how we have, we could do it like a rap battle style. Yeah. We could do a roast battle where, I mean, you've seen those on TV, right? Where just like two comedians come out. You get one shot each. So it's like the first round, like you get to say a joke and roast me with one joke. And then I get to retaliate. Then you go, I go. And it goes like five of those. And then that's it.
It's essentially what we did for Dre and Trey. Just do it like a bracket.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We need to probably make this happen at some point. By the way, it was UH Art that told Clarence to get a washer and dryer.
Who?
U of H Art.
Oh.
Fazio here. Barry, I'm going to be in the Woodlands tomorrow. Give me a good place for dinner, please, sir. In the Woodlands? Dude, I'm kind of the wrong guy to ask because I eat
Tommy Bahamas?
Oh God, that's so overpriced.
Is it?
Yeah. Honestly, there's this, if you like Chinese food, Nora and I's favorite place to go get Chinese food is called Chef Chan's.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's kind of a hole in the wall looking Chinese restaurant, but man, super good. But I'm the wrong guy to ask, because I would just tell you, like, just whatever you do, don't go to the Taco Bell at 99 and Burnham Woods, because all their food, they make it too fast. Like, that's the best advice I have around my house. Because we don't, I mean, when we go out to dinner.
They make it too fast?
Yeah, for some reason. It's never cooked right.
Oh.
Oh.
It's wrong. Like, they don't, if you order cheese, they don't put it on there. They're just rushing everything. But yeah, Nora and I don't go to a lot of, like, nice restaurants or, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, we do more takeout with the kid and the dogs.
Like, when we're like, man, I really want to go have some dinner, we go to Chewy's. It's fast. Yeah. It's cheap, and it's really good food for us. And you get a beer. The green sauce with the chips. And so you don't want advice from me on that. Definitely not up north. Because I get, like, you know, down here, there's tons of places that I'll go to, but up there, we keep it easy.
I'm a red sauce kind of guy. I don't really mess with the green sauce.
I know people call me crazy. That jalapeno ranch? People call me crazy.
Me.
I would drink that. You could give me an 8-ounce glass there with a lot of straw, and I would drink it. I learned how to make it at home. I got the copycat recipe. That.
Yeah.
Duh, it's so good.
Now that reminds me. So we found out that we were enemy number one of the one girl that does the takeout orders at Loopy Tortillas. She's no longer there. So I'm like, great, cool. So we did our takeout order, and the chicken mysteriously was actually cooked the right way and not rubbery anymore. But at the same time, we get home and we always want the large salsa. The large salsa is the red sauce, essentially, that you pour over burritos and things. So I called and I said, you know, what's going on? Turns out Loopy Tortillas changed their salsa to become more like less of the actual chunks of onions and cilantro and tomatoes. But you can request it. You have to request the old style to get the fresh vegetable salsa now. And instead, they've kind of streamlined it to be more just like red sauce.
They've changed the menu, because I used to get the steak Loopy and it changed.
I'm not happy, like, about that.
Yeah.
They're going with more economical and cheaper and smaller menus now.
Probably.
Plus, time consuming. It's time consuming to chop up all the vegetables and everything.
And you got to train someone to do it. And it's just
not happy.
Yeah. And U of H Art said you didn't know who he was. He was the guy that actually said the inappropriate thing about Lisa. And then he was like, I'm sorry, I was just trying to be funny. That's U of H Art.
Okay. So, I mean, I didn't say it for that reason. I didn't hear what you said.
And he just texted sorry again. He's like, yes, I'm officially a suspect.
You don't
want to
be remembered that way, though.
Yeah, but he's like, I'm officially a suspect. Yeah, you are. Once you send your name. But now you always got to send your name, because I can't remember all these damn numbers. I need y'all to start signing your texts. It's all right.
You want to get this call?
Yes. I want to find out what this is about.
Johnny, you're up. What's up?
Favorite superhero.
Johnny, you there?
Hi.
Whoa.
What's your favorite superhero?
Say it again.
It's a kid.
What's your favorite superhero, villain, and why?
Favorite superhero? I'd probably go Superman. Right?
Did he say and villain too?
Yeah. I don't know about the villain. Probably Thanos.
He was bad, wasn't he?
Yeah. Why? What's the question for Johnny?
What is your favorite
superhero
villain and why?
Why are you asking us, Johnny?
That's his question.
Appreciate the call, Johnny. I'm going to go, I don't know, well, because now that I got into the Marvel stuff, and it's funny because I was just talking about this yesterday. I told you guys about my foster brother. He passed away, and his son is, you know, without a dad. And so I went over there yesterday to hang out with him and talk, and I was watching him play video games, and we were talking about Marvel Universe, and he kept asking me this very same question. It's like, well, who's your favorite? And I was like, I don't really know, because now that I'm into it, I'm kind of pissed that they did this whole Infinity Wars thing, because like the Black Panther and some of the better new superheroes are gone.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like, I feel like Iron Man was pretty efficient. Like, he could do just about anything. I never liked Spider-Man. I can't do it.
I like Spider-Man.
Spider-Man really? Was okay.
Ah,
nothing wrong with Spider-Man.
Cheesy.
I watched a ton of Batman when I was a kid.
Okay.
But I was going to go with you. I would go with my favorite superhero would be Superman.
Yeah.
And then from a villain standpoint, I don't know, because you cross between the actual cartoon characters and then you cross with their movie persona. But boy, the Joker was...
Dude, especially the Heath Ledger Joker.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Heath Ledger got it for me. I mean, that's a dude right there that if I was going to say
why... That was the best Joker ever.
Because that dude, not only could he get stuff done, but the way he did it was just chilling sometimes with the facial expressions and the laughs. And,
yeah. But I grew up, like, Superman back in the 80s was really hot. And, so, like, the Zod and all that, I don't know. So that's why that's my first go-to. But I really have enjoyed, like, Infinity Wars and the Marvel Universe. So I just don't know that I have a particular favorite. I just like watching them all.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
So. I like Wolverine, but I don't know if you would consider him a superhero.
Yeah, he's a superhero.
A villain.
He's an X-Man.
But he's kind of like a...
Jerry tweeted us after one call. Nick takes him off probation, and Jerry tweets us, Ricky Bobby, the champ is back, baby, and it says, I'm the best there is, plain and simple.
By the way, Jose Subia said, hey, Clarence is just speaking facts. That's coming from a lawn maintenance technician. Jose Subia. So,
and Lamont said, seems like the collar roast is a variation of Jim Rome's Smackoff. We said that.
Yeah, we said that early in the show, Lamont. I brought it up because I was thinking about it getting ready for work today. I was like, man, it's kind of morphed into that. It's not our thing. It's his thing, and we don't want to take it. But I brought it up that the show is starting to it's in the genesis of this collared back and forth thing that Rome used to have. And we're certainly not trying to steal it. It's all been organic.
Yeah, it really has.
I mean, we haven't forced this at all, but I mean, I have no problem with putting together some sort of like roast battle between the callers, similar to a smack off, but also different because you got to do it live and not on the phone or I don't know. We'll figure it out. But this is U of H Art. This is the guy that just tweeted.
Okay.
And he wants to talk about listener or list. No, do we got to go to break, Nick? We're late, huh?
Yeah, we should go
to break. Okay, because it's the end of the show. All right, hang tight. We'll get you after the break.
Yeah, I do want to tell you guys about the people at Greater Texan Health. I've been telling you about them for a while. You know, you listen to the radio, you listen to the shows, you know the commercials. There's a lot of people out there talking about the fact that they are struggling with ED. And you've taken the pills, you've tried all the different remedies that are out there with pills and such, and they're not working for you, and you feel like you're out of luck. Well, there's hope for you, and I'm here to tell you about the people at Greater Texan Health, because Greater Texan Health has a solution for ED that they can start helping you with today. They're offering a free confidential exam and testing to prove and back that up. All you got to do is pick up the phone. You call 713-554-4915. 713-554-4915. And you make the appointment. They do the rest. They do the exam and the testing for free, and then they give you a recommendation. If it doesn't work, you get a full refund. So all you have to lose, really, is ED. Because we all know ED is an issue with men, that men are dealing with. And as you get older, it's going to be more of a problem. They can solve the problem for you. And all you got to do is get in touch with them. Their clinic is conveniently located on South Main, right over by NRG and the Medical Center. Therefore, you're close from Pearland, from the suburbs, from Midtown and downtown. Maybe you can even go after work or during your lunch hour. And these people are Texans helping Texans. They're going to be concerned and they're going to listen. They're going to set up the appointment for you and walk you through all your options. Like I said, not only is the exam free and the testing, but they do everything right there. So the results are going to come back quickly. They also do testosterone testing. And and they do the same thing. It doesn't have to take hours, weeks, or days to get the results. They do it right there on site, so you get them quicker. Check them out at greatertexanhealth.com. Then pick up the phone and call 713-554-4915. You'll be glad you did. Greater Texan Health, once a Texan, always a Texan.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hot. Back to the final segment of the big show. Boy, we've covered a lot of ground again today.
And I feel like we were, if there ever was a show of a 50-50 split between sports and non-sports,
yeah.
Today was pretty much that because we got really Astros heavy. We talked some golf.
Your yard.
We didn't talk about your boy.
My boy.
Who's the my king? Boy? LeBron.
Oh, yeah. Thank God we didn't talk that.
Kang.
That's good. So you remember Amazon B's brother, a guy I met at a club or at a show in Beaumont a long time ago when I was doing comedy. He said, I want a new name. Well, give yourself a name. Just be like, hey, this is so-and-so. I used to be Amazon B's brother. And then from there on out, that'll be your new name.
Now
but we're not going to give you
now
one.
Now I'm T-Ball Willie's back here.
No, that's... He wants a shorter name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Speaking of names, U of H Art is on the line.
Chiputin's on line one.
He wants to talk about listener on listener smack off, smackdown. I don't know. Let's not call it a smack off because that's not what
then
this is.
Then you really are getting right down the wheelhouse.
So we're going to ask that we not use that because it's nothing like that. But he doesn't want to talk about it. What's up, Art?
Hey now, Art. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Hey, so. Just a little shade on Clarence there. Hey, Clarence, I got my cousin Jose. He sells used appliances, so you can go buy your broke ass some a used washer and dryer there, buddy, so you don't have to go to the laundromat. And shade on, White Magic Mike or something like that. Tell him that I find it very hard to believe that he's making... He's 28 years old, and he's making six figures and has a 2016 Mercedes paid off. Yeah, I call bullcrap on that, bro. Anyways, I love the show, guys. Dave listener. Keep it going. And Barry, let me know when you're going to be in town for the next stand-up.
Will do, man. Appreciate the call, Art. Thank you. Valiant effort. Sounding a little nervous.
Sounded a little like Eric a little bit.
No, that wasn't Eric.
Eric, but he sounded like
he got some shots off.
You're right, though, Nick.
What?
I agree. It sounded a little like Eric. I know it wasn't him.
Yeah.
did White Magic say he was only 20 years old?
28.
Oh, I thought he said he's only 20.
No, he's 20.
And he
gave you his FICO score?
No, but he said he had good credit.
I believe that he's going to refrain from giving a social security number, but pretty much we know everything else about him. I think we know his blood type.
Yeah, that, Jerry just said all that.
Yeah. recapping everything.
Yeah, okay.
Quickly.
I got you. Somebody wanted to know who we got, Jimmy Kimmel or Ted Cruz in the basketball game.
This is so dumb.
Why? Who you got?
I think.
Break it down.
Jimmy Kimmel.
You're going to go Kimmel?
Younger,
why?
Quicker. And seems to have an ounce of athleticism. I saw Ted Cruz bouncing a basketball the other day, and he tried to go through his legs, and without crushing his own nuts, he hit the inside of his knee, and the ball went out of bounds. I was like, okay.
Ted Cruz doesn't look like he would be athletic at all. Apparently, he played ball in college.
What kind of ball?
Is that right?
What kind of ball?
Tether ball, probably.
Something.
I don't know.
Pinball? We all played pinball at a certain point.
Fizz said, try Mi Rancho by the Home Depot in the Woodlands, whoever.
By the way, the other thing is, because this game is happening in Houston.
Yes.
This Kimmel-Cruz thing.
Yeah, why?
self-proclaimed best PA announcer in the league has to go out and self-proclaim that he's being retained to be the PA guy for a one-on-one game.
Somebody's jelly.
God, blow your own horn. No, I'm not. I wouldn't blow my Saturday on that anyway, but I mean, okay.
So you wouldn't publicize it if you were calling the game,
Bill? I wouldn't. Barry, I was on the road and with that team for how long, and I never had to say, I'm on the plane with the players.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm in the hotel. Guess who just walked by me? Yeah, that's right. The beard. Hey, how you doing? All right. No, that's not me.
Jerry said the usual suspects has turned into basically the haters ball, the player haters ball on FM. You remember that episode of Chappelle, the player haters ball?
Yes.
Yeah, that's basically what we've turned into. And I'm all right with it. There's some pretty good, there's some pretty sweet caller-on-caller violence, and I like it.
Lamont says that actually Jimmy Kimmel is older. Well, he looks younger, he acts younger, and seems like he can move around like he's younger. Ooh,
I tell you what, Longhorn Dimitri makes a great point for who to pick. Ted Cruz looks like a little Grayson Allen.
You know,
he might be able to ball, you know, like Grayson Allen.
He's done that. He's done as part of this deal. He did a split screen of the two of them.
So you know what? I'm taking Ted Cruz just on that alone.
I think he's more like Lambeer. When he might trip you when you're not looking.
Well, you said he dribbled the ball off his knee.
Yeah, it was terrible.
No, I'm gonna go Kimmel. When is the game? Because I don't even know.
It's Saturday night.
So it's
Saturday night.
Okay. So you're not going?
Why am I? I guess I got him crossed up. I was thinking this is Ted Cruz and Jimmy Fallon, but it's Kimmel.
No, it's Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay, that makes it a little bit closer in terms of, that's my bad, but because I definitely think that.
I would never pick a politician for anything, sports-wise. I don't see Ted Cruz doesn't strike me as the kind of guy.
Barack Obama.
Oh, well, yeah. Because he did play basketball a lot. I still don't think Ted Cruz, he doesn't strike me as an athletic guy. Can't do it. I'm out. I'm out on Ted Cruz no matter what. Nothing you can say about college basketball can convince
people
me.
Got their feelings hurt.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, the best PA announcer in the league just texted me and said he was listening to the show.
See? I warned you.
John Paul, we miss you. All right. Well,
ouch.
We'll wrap it up. It's been a good another good show, and we'll wrap it up tomorrow at Nick's Place.
Yes.
So all of us are going to be at Nick's Place. By the way, Nick's Place is going to be open 7 a.m. for all these World Cup games. Mm-hmm. So make sure you get there early.
We'll be breaking down all the matchups.
John and Lance. No, we won't. Okay. But in the meantime, hey, stop in and see us if you're in the area of Rocky Ridge, Westheimer by the Beltway.
I hope otherwise, they have food I can eat.
Oh, my God. Oh, the carb prop.
Yeah,
you
can't have anything fried.
Maybe they can make you a pizza without the crust.
Thanks.
It's called lasagna. Oh, you can't do that because there's noodles. Sorry. Hey, we're going to turn it over to Fred AJ Jung and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7. Don't go anywhere. It's ESPN 97.5.